tonight's meeting of the Tiburon Planning Commission. Do we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Commissioner Weller.
Present.
Commissioner Wellner.
Present.
And Chairman Kulik.
Present.
Thank you. Record will reflect that Vice Chair Williams and Commissioner Corcoran are not present.
Okay. Oral communications. Do we have anybody wishing to address the Planning Commission on any subject not on tonight's agenda? Seeing none, do we have a staff briefing?
Yes, briefly, Mr. Chairman. First of all, thank you for coming out on this wet evening for a very brief meeting. We do have a couple items to present to you. There was a training opportunity that I'd emailed out to you, and if any of you are interested, please let me know. We will make all the arrangements for you. We also would, at this time, like the commission to select us a volunteer to appear at the council meeting on February 3rd for the SAMS canopy use permit appeal, which you have seen that appeal, and then also to cancel the January 27th meeting. We will not be having a meeting that evening and are likely to meet again in February.
I think we have a volunteer for February 3rd. Do you have any interest in that? I'm asking because I think we have another volunteer.
Oh, I can make myself available if I'm needed.
Okay. Okay, I think Commissioner Weller is volunteering to go to that meeting.
And could I have a motion to cancel the January 27th meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. Meeting's canceled. All right. Public hearings. Staff report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. This is another general plan consistency review. This time it is for both the acquisition and disposition of property. The property that we would be acquiring, and this is something that the council would need to do, is public pedestrian easement over a section of unimproved Las Lomas Lane that connects down to the improved section of Las Lomas Lane and then down to Mar West Street, beginning up at Central West Street. And the purpose of this review is for general plan consistency to ensure that the proposed acquisition and or disposition are consistent with the general plan in terms of the location, purpose, and extent. The staff report does provide some background on what is happening here. There is an existing recreational trail that the town accepted back in, I believe, 2005, which is a less than perfect instrument for guaranteeing continued public access over this site. And so the town, with the fantastic help of Mr. and Mrs. Lukens, for the last many years has been working on a more permanent solution for public access. And after a great deal of work, both quiet title and surveying work, they have succeeded in acquiring title to the entire portion of unimproved Las Lomas Lane, creating a conservation easement, which the Belvedere Tiburon Landmark Society has accepted, and now they are in the process of offering to the town a public pedestrian easement that would ensure continued public access through this unimproved stretch of Las Lomas Lane. And we would like to thank them very much for their public spirit and generosity in going through all this effort in order to make this happen. In terms of general plan consistency, the proposed easement would be consistent with several general plan goals, policies. We believe, based on our review, that it would be consistent with the general plan and would further the public interests that are set forth in the general plan. We also believe that the disposition, making the old alignment go away once the pedestrian easement has been secured and recorded, would also be consistent. It would certainly be duplicative of something that now exists in a more secure format for the town, and there would be no reason to not abandon the old alignment, which is really different only at the very top from the new alignment. So our recommendation to you would be to take any public comment, approve a motion finding the proposed acquisition consistent with the Tiburon General Plan, and approve a motion finding the proposed disposition consistent with the Tiburon General Plan.
Any questions from the commissioners or staff? Would Mr. Lukens like to make a presentation?
So Bill Lukens, 160 Los Alamos Lane, and my wife Susan is here tonight. This is one step next to the final step, representing 35 years of planning to turn Los Alamos Lane, which was somewhat of a wasteland when we first arrived back in 1980 at that site, into something that really we think benefits the community and benefits us too, because we're next to it. It was originally an undeveloped road or lane, and because probably of the steepness, was never turned into a road. But the public path, the portion that is now being accepted and we're granting, goes back to the 1890s and was a popular path for people to come over from the city on the weekends with their families and picnics and dogs, and they would go up to the top of the ridge and they'd take this route from the ferry boats and go up there. So it was well traveled, and Antonio Polino, who built the first our house originally, put in a ramped staircase through there, and the public would go up. There was a place for them to sit as they went up a pretty steep grade. We've improved it with some really nice stairs designed by Paul Leffingwell of Sausalito. There's a dirt path that has been historically the accurate path that we're now confirming that goes the rest of the way up. Someday we hope that we'll be able to combine to complete the steps all the way up. Anyway, this grants in the right-of-way officially on the record to the town, so that we're not just left with something that is historical but not legal necessarily. So this is, I think, a great step, and it's been a combination. It's been a wonderful experience, really, working with Scott, and you have great people on your planning staff and so on. So this has been a very symbiotic effort on the part of everybody, and we're almost at the point of completion. Thank you.
We'll open the public hearing. Does anyone from the public wish to speak on the matter? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission for comment.
Well, I want to echo what staff put in the report about the public spirit and generosity that you've exhibited in all of this, and very pleased to support this. It sounds like a thoughtful project over time. It's reached a good end.
Normally, when I don't have any disagreement, I just say I'll agree. But this time, I think is worth mentioning that we don't very often get that something before us gets entirely uncontroversial, entirely good-spirited, and entirely for the benefit of the town. So I'd like to acknowledge that this is one of those rare cases where all those are true, and wholeheartedly support the proposed acquisition and disposition.
And just to kind of dovetail on that, some things are hard that we see up here, some things are kind of hard, and I think this is full to the right in the absolutely easy category to support. So I have no problem approving the motion and the disposition, but more importantly, I think it's important to note the magnanimous service for decades and decades that Mr. Lukens has made to the town, and he and his wife, the magnanimous gesture they're doing tonight. So that being said, we have a motion.
I'll move that that we approve the proposed acquisition and dispositions of the property associated with the plan that is part of the submission, and find them all in, consistent with the general plan, and recommend that the council accept the acquisition and approve the disposition as proposed.
Second. All in favor? Aye. None opposed, the motion carries 3-0. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. I think the only other agenda item tonight, I know the only other agenda item tonight is to approve the minutes. Any of the commissioners have a router correction?
Mr. Anderson, are you playing Scrivener here, lacking anyone else?
Yes.
Okay, let me just make a couple of minor changes so that when this goes to the council, it's at least on page, and I only comment on things that where I'm quoted, not the rest. On page two, oh, page three, I'm sorry, in the paragraph that starts Commissioner Weller, I think it really should say, approves the project with condition that no food service is to occur. It just doesn't make sense, no food service is to be served. So if you replace the words be served with occur, then I think it makes sense. It's not changing the meaning, just clarifying. Okay. Let's see. And the only other thing, is there's a comma in, on the very last item, the very last page, very last paragraph, where it says, Commissioner Weller said his questions were answered. I think that comma needs to go off the word answered. The very end, the very back, last page, last paragraph, first line, where the word is answered, put a comma after it. Because it runs with.
Yes.
And I will make a comment because this is, there have been some public controversy about it. I'm not going to quarrel with the accuracy of the recitation that's in here because I can't. But I do want to note for the record that I think there may be some narrowness of some of the words that are reflected here that weren't necessarily the intention of any of us. So we'll bring that up at the council. I won't try to change the minutes as a result.
Yeah, I have no comment. I had one, and I'll ask my fellow commissioners if the recall is the same. On page 9, paragraph 3, second to last line. So the cycle time for review of the CUP going, quoting here, in a review cycle of 6 months rather than 9 months to capture a full summer of data and see how things are going. I think it's a cycle of nine months rather than 12.
The two numbers should be reversed. I agree.
Yeah.